Welcome to the Fats, Fuels, and Oils forecast for the week of March 1st. And today I have Ryan Standard with us, and he's going to take us through the fats and oils update to the forecast. If you got questions, drop them in the Q&A in the Zoom chat window, and we'll get to them at the end of Ryan's presentation. Ryan, over to you.
Thank you, George. And yes, please ask questions. I'm going to go through the UCO and yellow grease forecast, which we highlighted this week. But if there's any questions on tallow, choice white, anything, please don't hesitate to ask. I'll do my best to answer. So as you can see from our forecast here, we'll narrow it down a little bit. We are forecasting continued higher prices in that used cooking oil market, both FOB, Illinois, and into the Gulf. Supplies, and it's really fundamentally simple right now. There's not a lot of material out there. There's COVID lockdowns. There's been weather-related interruptions, not just in the used cooking oil market, but across the whole low CI feedstock markets. And, you know, tight supply, a high soybean oil market, a strong corn market. It's just a recipe for higher prices all day. And so that's what we've seen, and that's what we're going to continue to see going into the summer. Getting past this, you know, May, June window, we're expecting to see some price relief as increased supply picks up. You know, we expect the COVID vaccinations to continue to hopefully pick up momentum. More people are getting vaccinated, restrictions continue to lower, and there's a more normalized activity at restaurants, you know, and other places that will allow for, excuse me, increased collection of waste oil and boost that supply of used cooking oil. Typically, you see that pick up a little bit in the summertime anyways, as people are eating away from home a little bit more. The same thing with yellow grease, the heat affects the FFA levels. There's increased slaughter in the summer of cattle and of pork as people gear up for that barbecue season. So there's more, you know, tallow and choice white out there during the summer that contributes to the supply, putting pressure on the price, moving it lower, but also the high acid material that results from higher temperatures puts a little bit more yellow grease into the market. And that combined with the waste oil is expected to drive those prices a little bit lower. Again, this is really driven by soybean oil and corn. We're forecasting those prices to continue to, at least the soybean oil to continue to increase into the summer due to tight supplies. With that, I know this is a quick run through. I'm happy to take any questions or go into a little bit more detail on some of the other markets if anybody has any questions on those.
Ryan, we just got two questions here. So if you have more, just keep loading them up into the Q&A. How much higher do you think this market can go?
You know, again, in the case of the used cooking oil, I think we're forecasting it as high as, and here I was just highlighting the relative price to corn. You can see how this has gotten really, it's pushing the limits of recent history, but we can exit out of there. So here in the used cooking oil, it's peaking out at about 54 cents there in May. There, when you look at the risk for it to go higher relative to our forecast compared to lower, I think it's way asymmetrical to the higher side, just because there's supply is so tight and there's so much demand out there. And then there's the shipping issues coming out of Asia as well. I know the European interest is very strong at the moment out of the U.S. UCO meat prices, gas oil prices, heating oil prices are all higher. And as long as those prices continue to increase, so is that risk for higher prices in the market. So yeah, 54 with the potential to move 55, even beyond that in the May and even June window. And I would say the same thing for some of our other markets. We're forecasting a bleachable fancy tallow to hit, you know, as high as 52 and a quarter there at the midpoint in July. And that's a combination of the tight supplies, even though there is increased supply in the summer, and with the big summer demand that we typically see from the chemical industry, as well as from the renewables industry.
Okay. Ryan, can the choice white grease market be fundamentally supported above 40 cents?
Yeah, that's a good question because of the current corn market, while it's really strong and there's some higher numbers at the Board of Trade today, corn prices would suggest that the market would start to top out around 39 to 40 cents, just basis 400% of the price of corn. With that said, we've seen the market trade above 400% of the price of corn in the past on a consistent basis, particularly through the summer. So 43, 44, 45 cents isn't out of question, particularly given the strength in the BFT market. I think BFT and the overall tightness are going to be more of a driver of a price in this second quarter and even into the and through the third quarter, more so than the value to corn. I think there might be some cutbacks of inclusion in those feed rations because of the higher corn prices. But biodiesel, renewable diesel, and to some extent even chemical are going to be buyers above that 40 cents mark. So I think the market, yes, can be supported at higher prices.
All right. We don't have any more questions, but I do want to put a plug in there. We've updated our long-term balance sheets. Actually, we do have another question just popped in. We've updated our long-term balance sheets looking out to 2031 for a variety of fats and oils. So you can take a look at that on our site or hit Ryan and I up and we can point you to more information. Ryan, we have another question here. Do you all see a peak at international UCO prices in May?
Yeah, I think it's going to follow the palm. I shouldn't say palm, but it should, which it will to some extent out of to Asia, I suppose. But the soybean oil market, and that soybean oil market, I think Tori has it peaking there in that May June window, and I think it's going to mirror that. I think there might be some backwardation buying that takes some pressure off the market in that early Q3 window as well. So yeah, I would say internationally, the U.S. market and the international market should look fairly similar.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions we have. Thank you for attending. Ryan, thank you for giving that presentation. And next week, we'll have Tori on to talk about veg oils. Thanks again.
Thanks, everyone.